You're listening to WWBC, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, and Palm Bay, 100.7 FM.
Good evening, and thank you for tuning in to Kingdom Sounds. We are elated that you have chosen this broadcast on this evening, and we look forward to God blessing you. Stay tuned.
Hello and welcome. Thank you again for tuning in to Kingdom Sounds. We are a radio broadcast ministry of Victory International Praise Ministries, better known as VIP. We're located at 250 North Babcock Street in the city of Melbourne, Florida. Our pastors are Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr. and Pastor Teresa Robinson. God bless you to our pastors. God bless you to our listeners. We are so glad that you are directed by the Lord to tune in every Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. right here on WWBC 100.7 FM. I'm your host today, Andre Jordan, and I'm excited about the goodness of the Lord. Every day, God is good. And every day, there is something that we can praise and thank and bless His name for. There is good in every situation, in every circumstance, and God is faithful to us. Thank you again to those of you that have tuned into VIP Kingdom Sound Broadcast. We're going to open up with a word of prayer, and then we're going to dive into our topic, consistency. Father, thank you so much for a brand new day, for your faithfulness. This is the day, Lord, that you have made. You've given it to all of us as a gift. We turn around and give it back to you. We pray for your help in the area of consistency. We pray that this word, Father, would go deep into our hearts and bring forth needed, necessary change, Father. We want to align with you and your word and to be pleasing in your sight in everything we do, every choice we make. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. So, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you again for tuning in. I'm your host, Andre Jordan, and we're looking at consistency. We've been talking at VIP about change. We've been talking about needed change. We've been talking about how, if we're honest with ourselves, many times we don't want to change, but change is needed. God requires change in the areas where we are out of alignment with His word, in the areas where what we want to do, what we think, do not align with the word of God. The scripture that even Pastor Thomas shared recently was talking about leaning not to your own understanding, but in all your ways, in all my ways, we have been commanded to acknowledge the Lord. Now we have to do it. We've had enough experiences of leaning to our own understanding, leaning to our own ways, but it's up to us to make the change. And we're talking about, our topic is consistency. Our topic is consistency, and it's up to us to make the changes so we can consistently lean and depend on the Lord. So I'm going to read that scripture really quick. It's good. It's one of my favorites. Proverbs 3:5. I'm going to read, "Trust in the Lord with all, every bit of your heart, and lean not to your own understanding. Don't lean to how you think about it. Don't lean to your carnal mind. Don't lean to your soulish mind and your emotions and your own will and way of doing things. But trust God and trust His word and know that He only wants the best for you. Trust God and trust that He is sovereign and that He knows the beginning from the end. That before you were even fathomed and created, knit together in your mother's womb, He already knew and had a plan for your life. So we ought to trust Him more easily than we do. When we really think about who God is, we ought to trust Him more than we do. But the scripture again, Proverbs 3:5, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all of thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your path. God, I pray that You would direct our path to consistency today, consistently trusting You, consistently leaning and depending upon You, consistency, not up and down and all around and in and out and sometimes maybe, sometimes no, but consistency, Father, bring it into our lives, into our homes, into our marriages, into our businesses, into our finances, into our ministries, into our relationships. Consistency. So I just threw that scripture in, but we're talking about change, and I want to get to talking about consistency. So at VIP, we've been teaching in Sunday school about change. Most of us don't like change. Most of us are stubborn natured, and we're stubborn natured because we lean to our own understanding. We lean to the arms of the flesh. We lean to the soulish man. How do you feel about it, soulish man? But no, we're told to trust God. We're told to trust His word. We're told to lean and depend on our all-knowing God, omnipotent God, omniscient God, Almighty God, omnipresent God. Don't miss nothing. The eyes of the Lord go to and fro. Don't miss nothing. You and I are so limited, so fallible, and yet we try to lead our own lives. The scripture clearly tells us it is not within man to direct his own path. We gonna mess up every time. But if we could get to the place that we consistently trust in the Lord, trust in Him, trust in the Word, in order to, sometimes the problem is we're inconsistent because we don't know His Word. We don't know Him. So therefore, it's hard for us to trust Him. But if we would consistently eat a diet of the Word of God, eat a diet of the scripture, meditate and declare the word of God, let the word of God be in our mouth, be coming out of our mouth, we would build up trust through relationship, through seeing Him at work in our lives. We would build up trust through learning of Him through the word of God, learning of His nature, His character, His DNA, what He says, what He promises. Oh, Father, help us to consistently eat a diet of the Word so our trust can increase in You, so our knowledge of You can increase, so our understanding of You can increase, so our understanding of Your ways can increase, so our understanding of Your desires can increase, so our understanding of how to please You can increase. Consistency, consistency, consistency. It consists of us not leaning to our own understanding. It consists of us trusting in the Lord with all our heart. Amen. So at VIP, we're talking about change. We're talking about how there can be intentional change. Areas that we want to change, we don't mind changing. Areas that we want to change, we want to be intentional. We don't mind changing there. Change that we choose to change. I choose to get another job, so therefore I quit my one job, I fill out the applications, I get the other job, I was intentional about that thing. I chose to do that. I made a choice. I made a choice to change my vehicle. I'm tired of driving this car. I want a new car. There's plenty of changes that we're intentional about when you look at our lives. Plenty of things that we can be very intentional when it comes to the area of change. I got ready to move. I looked around at the houses that were on the market, found one that I liked. I intentionally made that change. But what about when God identifies, the Spirit of God identifies, He puts his finger right here, daughter, right here, son, right here, man of God, right here, woman of God. This is where I'm requiring change. How do we do with that change? Sometimes we're not willing to change in the places and areas that God say, change. Change. Sometimes we're not ready. We're unwilling. We flat out don't want to change. We don't have the right mindset when we resist the Lord. What kind of mindset is that? That makes a choice of our free will, God-given free will, to resist the Lord, to resist the Holy Spirit, to push back, to push against, to go in the opposite direction that he's telling us. God, help us today to renew our minds. We're told in Romans 12:2 to be therefore transformed by the renewing of our mind and be not conformed to the world. There is so much pressure, pushing, squeezing from the world on you and I. We've got to be sober. We've got to be alert. We can't be lulled to sleep. The world is squeezing, pressing, pushing, pulling, massaging, trying to cause us to conform to the mindset of the world, conform to groupthink, conform to political propaganda, conform to the social norms, conform to all of these things that are against the word of God, against the truth of the word. But we're told, Romans 12:2, and do not conform. Let your state of being be one of nonconformity. Is that all right? Be not conformed to this world, to what the news says, to what the show says, the popular TV shows, to what the movies say, to what different agendas say. Be not conformed to this world, but be you and I transformed. We're not looking for conformity. We're looking for transformation by the renewing of your mind. The Word of God has the power to transform us. The Word of God has the power to transform us if we will put it in our hearts and mind, if we will eat it, digest it, meditate on it. It has the power to transform us. Think about natural food. If you eat it, things that are good and healthy for you, fruits and vegetables, whole grains, lean meats, low fat, low salt, leafy vegetables. If we put the right natural food in us, it will transform us too. Cause our bodies to work at optimum premium levels, our energy, our blood sugar, our blood pressure. If we put the right thing in, it has the power to transform us. out of sluggishness, out of no energy, out of always tired. So think about in the spirit realm, if we put this word of God in, like Romans 12:2 is telling us, oh, there will be something in us that will transform how we think, transform what we do, transform how we live, transform our actions, transform our mindset. We no longer will have a mindset that resists the word of God, that resists the things of God. Sometimes we're not even aware how much resisting we do when it comes to the things of God. How much resisting, how much pushing back, how much obstinance is in us, how much stubbornness is in us. We don't even have a sensitivity because we're so conformed to the world. But today, by the power of the Holy Spirit of God, He's coming for conformity. And He's asking for consistency. The Holy Spirit today in this kingdom sound, He's coming for the places that you and I have conformed and we don't even know it. We've conformed so long we no longer see and recognize it. But the Spirit of God is opening eyes today in the name of Jesus. He's opening ears today in the name of Jesus. And He's coming for conformity and He's reminding you and I, come out of conformity. Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Come back to the Word of God. Come back to a healthy diet, a consistent diet of scripture, meditation, and prayer, and praise, and fasting, and seeking my face. Come back to a renewed mind as I renew it in the Word, as you eat my Word, as you eat a healthy diet day in, day out, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Choose wisely what you consume. What are you consuming? Choose wisely what you put in your vessel. Choose wisely what you put in your temple. What are you consuming with your eye gates? What are you consuming with your ear gates? Me too. What am I consuming with my eye gates? What am I consuming with my ear gates? What am I consuming? Am I consuming that which transforms me? Am I consuming that which has the power to renew my mind? Or am I consuming that which lulls me into conformity? Am I consuming that which lulls me into sleep? When the Lord has said, be sober, be alert. The enemy, your devil, your arch enemy, goes about as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. He's not a lion, he's a liar. But he goes about, imposter Satan goes about seeking whom he can devour, whom he can prey on, whom he can lure from the word of God, whom has conformed to the world, and so therefore they're weak and disease with the mind of the world. But to those who will consistently eat of the word of God, find themselves declaring the word over their lives, declaring the word of God like missiles. So when the enemy comes for you, oh, you've got something for him. Back off in the name of Jesus Christ. I declare that I'm the righteousness of God. I declare that my mind has been renewed and therefore I am transformed. Yes, consistency. Consistency. God is looking for consistency out of me and you. God is looking for us to use his power, use his authority, but we gotta fill up. I'm going to tell you something this morning. Earlier this morning, I experienced the gaslight coming on. And as I'm talking today and speaking about consistency, speaking from the consistency as it relates to change, I realize sometimes we're just like that, running on fumes. That's a dangerous place to be. In the automobile, it's a dangerous place to be spiritually. Are we running on fumes? Is our word dusty? Are we daily eating at the Lord's table? Eating the feast, the banquet of the Lord between the scriptures? Is your spiritual gas light on in the natural? Earlier today, my gas light was on. I needed to stop and fuel up. I needed to stop and get gas. I needed to stop and get fuel. The Word of God is fuel for our lives. The Word of God will carry us through to victory. The Word of God will empower us, will enable us to do the exploits the Lord speaks about. The Word of God is so important to our life. It is the anchor. Everything rests upon the Word. Jesus is the Word. Jesus is the chief cornerstone. Everything is established upon the Word of God. I am enjoying this today. Yes, I am. Thank you, God, for changing our lives. Thank you, God, for change that's coming. Thank you, God, for consistency in our lives. Thank you for making us consistently have an appetite for your Word. Consistently have an appetite for the things of God. Consistently walking with a renewed mind, renewed to your will, renewed to your thoughts, renewed to your nature. I thank you, Father, today for this Word. Wake up, wake up, wake up. Come out of conformity. Wake up, wake up, wake up. And renew your minds and put on the strength of God. Why? Because we're going to need it. Every day we need it. For the days that are ahead, we need it. We need preparation. We need to create and develop consistency in our lives. We need it. So God says consistency. God says change. Change how you've been doing things. Change how you've been thinking. To change how you think, you've got to input the Word of God. You've got to put in the Word of God. It is the Word that is sharper than any two-edged sword. It is the Word that can divide asunder, joint from the marrow, and wrong ways of thinking out of our minds. It is the Word of God that can get into the smallest crack and crevice and make a difference and cut through and annihilate and abolish strong ways of thinking that have erected themselves. Oh, but the Word of God is like a surgeon's scalpel. Get into that place where, oh, we're rigid in our minds and unbuilding. And the Word of God can demolish, can annihilate, can set ablaze, can destroy, can kill everything in us that's not like God. My God, today, I want the change God wants for me in my life. My God, today, I want to give God my yes, sir. Yes, sir. Holy Spirit of God, to what you are identifying as you search my heart today, we give you permission, God. Today we partner, Holy Spirit. We say yes and amen to everything you're identifying that needs to change, that needs to be uprooted. The Word of God can uproot it. Yes, it can. We thank you, God, that you care so much about us and you love us so much that you came knocking on our door today to say, will you change so I can cause you to flourish? Will you change that which hinders you? Will you change that which stumbles you? Will you change that which is not like me? Will you change? Will you shift? Will you move? Will you come up higher in me, says the Lord. We've only gotten to two scriptures, but that's okay, because I believe that it was what the Lord desired us to touch on regarding change and consistency. He's coming for consistency in our lives. He's asking us to come out of conformity and into transformation. I bless God today for the word of God on today. I thank you for tuning in, each and every one of you. May God bless and anoint you to make the change that is necessary. May you come into agreement with Him and the Holy Spirit and the supernatural power of the Holy Ghost to make the change that is needed in our lives. I want to invite you to VIP, Victory International Praise Ministries. We're located at 250 North Babcock Street. You may come through the doors as a visitor, but you will leave as family. Our service time, Sunday morning at 11, Tuesday evening at 7. Come and be blessed at Victory International Praise Ministries. God bless you. Thank you for listening. Monday through Friday, 6 p.m., WWBC 100.7 FM.
Thank you for listening in to Kingdom Sounds. Be sure to listen in Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Our service times are Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m. and Tuesdays at 7:30 p.m. If you have a prayer request, you can send it in to VIP Ministries at att.net. We are located at 250 North Babcock Street in Melbourne, Florida, 32935. VIP is empowering God's people to overcome what's overcoming them and mobilizing them to impact society. Our prayer is that God will bless you and keep you, that He will make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. Be blessed.
You are listening to WWBC, COCO, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, COCO, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, Indian Atlantic, Indian Harbor Beach, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL, COCO, 99.9 FM.
Welcome to Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. This is Denny Nugent, and here we are. As you bring in the new year, you'll probably enjoy a day off work for the holiday, share a special meal, maybe even write out some resolutions that you'll neglect. Well, John, for Christians out there looking for a good verse to set their mind for this new year, what passage in the New Testament would you recommend, and why?
Well, I'll tell you, I could think of many verses. People ask me, what's your favorite verse? Oh, could you sign my Bible or sign my book and put your favorite verse? I'm always sort of instantly paralyzed. Favorite verse? This is my favorite book from cover to cover. And you could pick 1,000 different verses. But, you know, I think about what the Lord wills for us. What would be the Lord's desire for us in the year? What would He want for us? And the answer to that is, for His people, He desires their holiness. He desires their sanctification. That is why He gave us the Holy Spirit to dwell in us for the purpose of sanctifying us. That is why ministers